London steamed. Its buildings breathed sweat right out into the streets. I could see it happening. There would have been a mass of people peeling away their clothes and seeking out patches of grass all over the city, but it seemed anyone capable of travel had fled to the beach, the country, anywhere other than here. For a fleeting moment that morning, I had wished for a car, a family, a lover. But the moment passed and was forgotten, and I carried on with my day, content. The phone rang all day long. A hot bank holiday in August, when everyone I knew was apparently gripped by chronic boredom or loneliness. I had a lot to do, and it would have been wise just to let it go to voicemail. But I picked up every time I heard it howl. My flat was in chaos. I was in the middle of decorating it, but was forever waylaid. Sentiment, old clothes, a memory stuffed carelessly between two pages of a book. The phone again. I should also have been looking at a script for the next day's work. September the 1st. It felt like a new year, like a beginning. I saw the London air turning crisp and cool overnight. Summer's end. I watched the sunshine drifting off towards some other city. It would leave without me, as it always did. It generally left me bereft. Around that time of year, I've been known to go quite loopy with desire for eternal summer and fear of the cold and the dark and the winter. But it was not like this then. The job. Yes, the job. Well, it wasn't about to propel me into any dizzying heights of fame and stardom. It was only for a few days, and no one would ever see the finished result. Well, nearly no one. It wasn't that kind of gig. But I was looking forward to it. 4 days filming in an ancient studio in Holland Park with a bunch of actors, always a treat, and a director I'd never even met. It would be amusing, if nothing else. It might even pay off a debt or two. I looked around the bedroom to see if I could locate the script under all the debris. I spotted it lying neglected on the bare, part-sanded, paint-splattered floorboards in between the cafetiere and a tin of County Cream gloss. I'd moved into the flat about 10 weeks before, and then immediately gone away on tour with a play called The Sugar Man and hadn't even bothered to unpack. The play had then come into town for a little West End limited run and had closed 2 days ago. I pretended, just to myself really, I'd had no time for practicalities. But in reality, all I'd had to do was show up at the theatre every night and perform for an hour and a half. It wasn't nuclear physics. The play was easy and fun and only 90 minutes long. There had been more than enough free hours to sort out my belongings and paint a few walls, particularly as the flat is spitting distance from the West End. But I am lazy, at least I was then. So much time lies between then and now.